something that we've talked about before, and I'm sick to death of the bloated, overcooked, inefficient monster we call the New Zealand Public Service. Listen to these numbers. 81 ministerial portfolios, 28 ministries, 43 departments. For a country of just over 5 million people, it's ridiculous, outrageous, in fact. We've known for years this is happening, but finally someone has had the guts to actually put it on paper, the New Zealand Initiative's new report. It's called Unscrambling Government, Less Confusion, More Efficiency. You like it already, don't you? Now, this should have been commissioned and carried out by the government we voted in. Remember? A government that campaigned on consolidation, on cutting waste, on trimming the fat. Instead, it's a think tank that's done the hard work. And frankly, it makes the beehive look lazy. The report spells it out clearly. We have more portfolios than other developed countries of similar size. More than Ireland. More than Norway. More than Singapore. Now let that sink in for a minute. Those countries are wealthier, more productive, and in many cases, better governed. And yet, they manage to run their affairs with half the sprawl we've got. 81 portfolios means you've got a minister for everything and a ministry for nothing. It reminds me of that old TV show Gliding On. Remember that? Entire offices of people shuffling paper and doing bugger all, often answering to some half-baked department of nothing. Well, it seems life has imitated art because we've created exactly that, layers and layers of bureaucracy, red tape and confusion. What's the incentive as proposing is bold, but it's also common sense. Cut the portfolios down to 15 or 20. Consolidate 43 departments into 20. Create mega ministries where it makes sense. Bring functions together instead of scattering them in four winds. A compact cabinet with ministers who actually have meaningful responsibility instead of junior MPs with puffed up job titles and no real power. Roger Partridge is the co-author of the report. He told Mike Hosking, the current public service setup looks like a maze. Mike asked him what the big focuses are.
It's ministerial positions. What we've done is we've just kept slicing pieces off portfolios and then giving them a new name. As a result, important policy areas like housing are split across multiple ministers. Housing reports to up to 12 ministers. If you think about the most important ones, the Minister for Housing, the Minister for Building and Construction, the Minister for Local Government, the Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Environment. And when you slice key portfolio areas and splinter them across multiple ministers, you then get fragmented decision-making, a lack of accountability and higher costs.
The most predictable part of all this is Fleur Fitzsimons, the PSA's National Secretary, isn't a fan of the report.
You have to understand that it's taking place in a political context driven by the ACT Party. David Seymour was very supportive of an earlier version of this report, and he's been consistent in saying we need to dismiss thousands more public servants and we need to move towards models of privatisation. Now, I don't think that's going to find favour with New Zealanders. And I think it would be very dangerous for the delivery of public services. So there's a lot of red flags in this report.
And of course, she's going to say that. Fewer ministries means fewer managers, fewer silos, fewer crusty jobs at the top of the tree. But that's the whole point. We have an empire-building culture in Wellington that desperately needs cutting back. And yes, there'll be disruption. Yes, there'll be change. But tell me this. How well is the current system working? How are we solving housing? Are we fixing welfare and dependency? No. Are we making progress on climate change or infrastructure? Not in any way meaningful. What we've got is duplication, waste, and a lack of accountability. The New Zealand Initiative has done what the government should have done already, given us a blueprint on how to run a small country like a small country, not a lumbering giant. The question is now is whether Christopher Luxon and his cabinet actually have the courage to take it on, because the status quo is not efficient. In fact, it's embarrassing internationally. Do you agree with this report that we have to slash the number of government departments and ministries to become more efficient? And would we be able to stomach even more public service cutbacks in Wellington?